I came here through a court order, merit program through the courts.
So what does that mean? How did that work?
Basically, I was staring down the barrel of a jail sentence, so I got refused bail in the watch house, and then the following day I had some bloke come in. I'd heard about this merit program, but at the time I was hanging out, I was crook, so I didn't really think about it, and some bloke came in and said he was from merit and interviewed me and asked me if I wanted to go on a merit program, which is a magistrate's early release to drug treatment or something along them lines. And at the time I just thought it was an avenue out of jail.
So how did you come to be facing a jail sentence?
Just a number of charges, like drive more disqualified, resist arrest, assault police, possession of a weapon. I've been in and out of jail most of my life. I spent most of my life in jail, so I went to court 2 weeks ago, and all merit asks of you is a 3 month, so that's like the first part of this program. I went to court, I got a 9 month suspended jail sentence, a disqualified licence for 2 years on top of the disqualification I already had. And after being here for about 2 months, the first 2 months, there was no plan on going any further than the 3 month period. But I don't know, something sort of changed. In addiction, on the street, when I'm on the street and I'm running around using, to me, rehab's just not an option. It just wasn't an option, detox, rehab. I just had the attitude of doing it my way, I suppose. And so it was a bit of a blessing in disguise, really.
And what was your drug of choice?
Heroin, mainly. Used pretty much every other drug, but heroin. It's been since I was 13, so 37 now, I'm just over it.
Just how bad did it get for you?
It's just been virtually a merry-go-round of in and out of jail, using in jail, so jail's just not a deterrent to stop using, you know what I mean?
So it wasn't hard to get hold of drugs in jail and use?
No, not at all, no. Very, very easily. Probably not as regular as on the street, but it still comes around pretty regularly. And a number of times I've walked out of jail with a heroin habit, so you don't last long on the street when you've got to get out and commit crime straight away. $400 dull check just doesn't last. It lasts a day. It's just that constant merry-go-round, which I just haven't been able to step off until now, hopefully.
So what's happened here for you?
Well, it's been a bit weird, actually. Like I said, the first 2 months, I didn't plan on staying any longer than the 3 months that was asked of me through the courts. And I don't know, I know I'm sick of using, I know I'm over it, and I know I've got to do something different, but I just didn't see a way. I pretty much resigned to the fact that I was going to spend the rest of my life on probably a government-issued program like methadone or buprenorphine, and I'd sort of come to terms with that. That's the only thing that's how I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life.
Had you already tried that?
Numerous occasions, yeah. Been on and off methadone, been on and off the bub.
Why didn't that work?
I don't know. I've seen it work for other people. I've seen other people on methadone and on the bub that have stopped using. But for me, it was just, I don't know, I just, because you still have that opiate effect in, and I'm always chasing more, you know what I mean? So some days I'd get a bit depressed, I'd divert me medication and go and get on and get to that comfortable space where I've been used to being.
What's happened here then for you?
Well, fuck. It's mainly, well, after about 2 months, I sort of come to the realisation, going to NA meetings, I seen a couple of mates that I'd seen in the prison system that were crooks, and they've been 2 years clean, and blokes that I've known in active addiction, and seeing them now was like, fucking, like, there's, you know, man, there's got to be something there, and they're healthy, they're going to TAFE, they've got, you know what I mean, Yeah, and it's fucking... So I started thinking, well, there's got to be something in it. So then I sort of started getting into the program, and it's a lot around feelings. Feelings and behaviours, old behaviours, which can be anything, manipulation, lying, all sorts of fucking behaviours that you pick up through active addiction that just become second nature. Feelings is a huge one. I haven't felt anything for fucking 20-odd years. Feelings. Anxiety was one that came up with me in the early days. And look, anxiety to me, my perception of anxiety was waiting to get on or hanging out. and I'm aware that that was an extreme level of anxiety, and I get periods of being, and I've been able to, that's one feeling I've identified, and there's another 500 more that I haven't, and I feel them, but I struggle putting names to them, so it's bizarre. And I've got an 11-year-old daughter, and just hearing her wanting something else for me, and I've got a really supportive family, four sisters and a mother that have always been there for me, and I talk to them on the phone now, and they're proud, and it makes me a bit emotional, and I don't feel I've never felt emotions, so it's fucking bizarre, yeah.
So have you discovered anything about how the whole cycle started for you? Where did it all start? What was the driver in the first place?
My father died at a young age, at 13. He was an alcoholic. He died from alcoholic-related cirrhosis of the liver. That would have been a big thing, and in that period of being depressed, I suppose, I went through a period where I just went off the rails, and then I sort of come back, and I started working, and I was smoking pot, and I was working with a heap of people that were users in a bakery, and I used to see them stoned on the nod, having a cigarette out the back. I was curious. I used to think, I'd smoke 20 cans, I can't get that way. And got curious, asked questions, ended up getting a bit, and it just snowballed from there.
So how important are the relationships that you're developing here? How have they worked in with the way things have changed for you?
It's pretty huge, actually. I've got a lot of trust issues around just basically trusting people. Like spending the lifetime of addiction, you learn to push a lot of people away, family included. So just being able to trust people with parts of your past, which you usually wouldn't tell anyone, and connecting with people from all walks of life. Like, I had no tolerance towards these people when I got here. I hated them all. You know what I mean? To me, they were just people with, you know what I mean? They just thought they had a problem. But after being here for a certain amount of time, I've learnt to connect with people from all walks of life, and that's vital. That's a vital thing for in the wider community, you know what I mean? It's something to live a normal life. You've got to be able to relate and connect with people from all different sorts of walks of life. And I've never been able to, like, I've never done that.
So do you see that when you leave here, you just won't incorporate any drugs in your life?
That's what I have to do, yeah. I've been down the road of getting out of jail thinking I won't use heroin because it's just going to lead me back here and after a couple of weeks using speed, and then within a couple of days I'm using heroin. So it's just, you know what I mean? It all leads back to the heroin for me. Doesn't matter what it is, alcohol. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to have a few drinks sociably and not think about using, not highlight that wanting to get stoned feeling again.
And do you have really hard days here where you think, oh, you don't want to stay here anymore?
Oh, yeah. Now that I'm here because I want to be, not because I have to be, I can walk out any day with no legal implications. And that's only been for the last 3 weeks. And in that 3 weeks, I've had pretty much a day a week where I've really wanted to walk away. Like, I've got a room up there My bed's under a big bay window, and I go to sleep at night looking at the stars. That's fucking, that's foreign. I've never been camping. I've spent a lot of time in jail where you don't get to see the stars. Just little fucking things like that I'm grateful for, very grateful. I don't think I'd want to let go of those little things by using again. You know, this place pulled something good out of me, which I'm very grateful for too.